It's now time for Ken Colburn with Data Doctors, sponsored by Carbonite, the better backup plan, automatic cloud backup for your files, photos, and more.
And today's talking point, before we get to our next call online, is we're joined with Ken Colburn talking ransomware. Do I understand that correctly?
Yeah, isn't that a crazy sounding term?
It is.
Well, unfortunately,
like a computer doesn't control enough of my life already.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, what's happened has you think about how viruses and stuff, you know, that malicious stuff that's been happening to computers for forever. Most of it's been kind of nuisance. A lot of times they're trying to maybe steal your identity or what have you. Unfortunately, they figured out how to steal from you, hold you hostage, get paid, but not get caught. And so we're seeing this huge uptick in what's called ransomware. And essentially, means is if they can trick you into clicking on something, opening something, it actually, this program will sneak into your computer and start encrypting all of your files, all your pictures, all your documents, your financial data. I mean, everything you care about will suddenly become inaccessible because they've kind of scrambled everything. And the only way to get back in is with a special key. And so that's how the ransom and the hostage setup works, is if you want to see your files ever again, you have to pay for that key.
And what are they charging for that?
Unfortunately, it ranges from $200-$300 to $400-$500, and within 2 days, if you don't pay, the ransom doubles. And then if you don't pay within a couple of weeks, basically they say we're going to just throw the key away, and you'll never see your files again. And there's nothing, unfortunately, there's nothing anyone can do. We're in the data recovery business. This is way beyond. They're using military-grade encryption on these files. The last estimate that I saw said that if you took the very best computing technology you have today, it would take about 32 years to break the encryption. So by the time you actually break it, it's going to be useless. So it's a reality that people need to be aware of. You know, you see those fake Facebook profiles, like a friend of yours that you're already a friend with, and you get this friend request from somebody that you thought you were already friends with. That's one of the ways that they're tricking people, is that they're assuming other people's identities online, sending them something that says, hey, you ought to check this thing out. And because it's your friend, you're going, no big deal, right? So you let your guard down, and they're going to get you. The estimates are that last year they generated about $325 million in ransoms.
And so do I just not click on anything?
Well, obviously that's not realistic. So there's two things that people need to be thinking about. One is prevention. So you've got to have good world-class security software. The two things that we see people doing very poorly, I've been doing this for almost 30 years, and nothing has changed because this is human behavior. One is the security software that they choose is either ineffective or, free, that kind of thing. But the bigger thing is that if it is a good program, every year it expires, and they know they need to update it, but they're not sure what to do, so they kind of say, I'll get to it, and they don't, and that's when they get hit because they're no longer protected. And the second thing is, if the NSA and the government and these huge corporations can't keep these guys out, we don't stand a chance as individuals, right? So you got to kind of just assume at some point you may become a victim of this or many, many other types of malicious activity out there. And so you want to have a plan for, if I do get attacked, what do I do? And that's where this online backup that basically is not part of your computer is the best way to prevent this and so many other different issues, including, if you have a flood, a fire, a theft in your home. If you have a backup drive sitting next to your computer, it doesn't do you a whole lot of good. So okay. Those are the two things. Yeah, if you want to basically protect yourself from this, you've got to have good, solid security software that will help warn you, hey, you're about to go somewhere that you probably shouldn't. And then the second is, these guys are getting so good at bypassing security software, you can't solely rely on that. You have to assume that at some point, just like with your passwords, at some point your passwords are going to be compromised. What do you do about it?
Okay.
So that's where this online backup really saves you.
Ken, that settles it for old Rosie. I'm going back to Mountain Bell telephone for my social networking. I'm going back to a Polaroid camera for my picture taking, and I'm going back to a calendar notebook I carry around with me.
Well, I mean, that's certainly another approach. I don't know how realistic that
and,
is.
And an abacus. I need an abacus.
Well, there you go. Of course.
And so,
yeah, I mean, it's just because we're seeing so many, because people come to us, obviously, when they get a hit, when they become victims of this, and they don't have any kind of a real backup that we can work with. So if you do, we can get you back up and running fairly quickly. If you don't, you either lose the data or you pay the ransom, and neither one of those is a good solution.
Now, I am somebody that signed up for Carbonite online backup 4 or 5 years ago. How do I know if that's sufficient?
Absolutely. So that's the best way, because that is not directly connected to your computer. So when they attack your computer, a lot of people have an external hard drive that they have plugged in that they back up to, which is great. But unfortunately, these guys know that. So the first thing they do is they look for any of those. Like if you had a USB drive plugged in, you have anything plugged into your computer, they attack all the files on all those devices.
Well, and the reason I do have a backup right there as well. But the reason the selling point for me going online was, what if a theft or fire and the units were just both physically gone? You had two units in the same spot. If they were both gone, well, now I'm like out of luck.
Yeah, or theft. I mean, you know, somebody breaks in, they generally take everything. So this is just another reason. This is another layer of threat to your personal information that Carbonite can do a great job of helping you with. Because not only is it offline or, you know, basically disconnected from your computer, they have what's called versioning. So they're actually going to have multiple versions of files. So even if for some reason they did upload, you know, so you don't catch the encryption, you don't catch this infection, and it uploads a file, you still have the backup files that are backing up the backup files. So it's really, really the best layer of protection out there for everyone.
And y'all actually offer some additional service with Carbonite, correct?
Well, like I said, we've been helping people for almost 30 years. So we observe human nature. We say, okay, people aren't really good at keeping good security software, and they're not really good at keeping backups. So we actually created a membership program where we just take care of that for our customers. And it's just basically it's a month to month. So it's just as long as you're on our membership program, you're always going to have the updated software. You're always going to have the backup running. And the memberships include unlimited service. So we've kind of become the IT department for your household, helping you with your phones, your computers. It doesn't matter. It just becomes a kind of a relationship where we get to know who you are over time, and you have a much more cost-effective way of fighting all this. Because, the average person has no chance of navigating this craziness out there that's going on.
And that's why we bring you on a monthly basis, Ken. We appreciate it. How would somebody sign up for that protection?
So it really depends on what you have and what you want to do. So the best thing to do is probably if you're interested in learning more, just talk to us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/datadoctors. You know, explain your situation, and we can say, well, here's what we would do to help protect you or what have you. So
that's Ken Colburn with Data Doctors, sponsored by Carbonite, the better backup plan.
That's almost as mind-blowing as
scary.
Dr. Sky at 7 o'clock.
That's scary. Let's get to the phone calls. We have some people been awfully patient here. We've got Jim in Scottsdale. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for calling. Right after Jim will be Gary and Chris. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Hey, man.
Hey, is this the super cool sensei?
No. That would be Steve Kep at Advanced Home System.
You're just his his apprentice.
Advocate. Yes,
his
I am
spokesperson.
I am just his apprentice. What have you got to report, Jim?
Well, here's what I got. First off, I agree with you that paper base is not a bad deal.
There's only one thing to me that's more aggravating than computers. It's the American immigration policy.
Well, okay, or that's why.
It's broken, and no one will fix it.
Here's what I got.
Go ahead. What you got?
First off, a couple of months ago, we talked on the phone, And I did the super cool thing.
Yep.
Last summer, saved 50%, used 95% off peak. Awesome.
Yeah, you're dialed in. When you can buy 95% off peak, we tell people anytime you accomplish an excess of 85%, you're going to see a big savings. You break 90%, you're going to be pretty darn happy. You break 95%, you're going to be elated.
Well, now I need to thank you for your persistence in calling me during the last couple of weeks to connect. Because since last summer, I'm now retired and I'm going, what do I do to, I can't stand 66 degrees in the house.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
You told me do a 70 degree, 80 degree split.
Yep.
I still saved $50.
Oh, Jim, I appreciate you giving us a ring and letting us know. It's like the email we got earlier in the show today. The guy said, what did he say? I got it right here. I apologize for thinking Rosie was on crack for recommending SuperClean. While we're on SuperClean, real quick, if you're in TEP, we need a bunch of TEP utility
and,
records.
And that guy that accused you of being on crack is a TEP customer.
Right. So we need 1 year's of TEP customers' power consumption so we can crack the code. Shall we try and sneak in another call here?
I did. And just another quick note, this morning while we were talking, we did get another text in from a 480 area code, say $50 this month, started super cooling. House is now at 70 where it was originally 79. So drop this temperature 9 degrees and save
money.
$50.
Very good. Let's go to Gary in Scottsdale. Good morning, Gary. Thank
well,
you for listening.
Good morning there, Rosie.
Okay, man. How can we help?
Okay. We have a plastic block window in our bathroom, and condensation seems to be forming in some of the little windows.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be pretty horribly expensive to replace the block, Gary. Glass block aren't particularly a high insulation value anyway. If the condensation, you know, if it's in the bathroom and it's not really, I mean, aesthetically, that's probably going to be the biggest distraction. It's going to start fogging up and leaving the mineral deposits, and that may aggravate you. But I don't know of any technology that will allow us to now try and pull the condensation out of the insulated glass block and salvage it. You're talking about replacement. That's hundreds of dollars. I can certainly give you the name of a mason or two. You could call Marvell Masonry. They could give you the name of a mason or two if that's a particular option you're interested in. But I'm thinking maybe we turn a blind eye to it and ignore it for a while, because it might be your best bet.